Information received from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that a level of solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 70, that's 70, and the daily smooth sunspot number has dropped to 5, that's single digits 5. The IPS also advises that there are no spots currently observable on the earthward facing side of the sun, and this situation is expected to continue for several months. So, as we've said in previous broadcasts, long distance propagation on the higher frequencies, that's above about 10 megahertz, over darkness or semi-darkness paths on a worldwide basis will continue to be very unreliable. However, frequencies above about 10 megahertz transmitting over daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Here in Melbourne, it's nearing our winter, well, midwinter actually. The midwinter period is now upon us, and that means that the bands are quite lively during our morning sun period around about sunrise. This is a summary of some signals I noted recently between 2015 and 2035. That's 6:15 a.m. to 6:35 a.m. That's here in Melbourne, in southern Australia, in Victoria. And this is these are a few of the signals we heard, mainly in the 31 and 25 metre bands. 9830 China National Radio, that station also known as China Business Radio in Chinese. 9810, another frequency for China National Radio Network 1. And 9800, a religious broadcaster, WBCQ in America, with a relay via the Wolferton, England transmitting station, with broadcasts in Arabic to the Middle East. On the next frequency, 9790, Radio France International from the Usedon transmitting station, that's in France of course, in programs in French. And 9770, Adventist World Radio from the relay station at Moosbrunn in Austria, with programs in Arabic languages. And another frequency for Adventist World Radio, also from, this time from Issedon in France, another relay, 9760 in French. 9710, China National Radio Network 1. The China National Radio Network 1 frequencies usually commence broadcast at around 2000, but sometimes the starting time is variable. 9690, the Spanish Foreign Radio with programs in Spanish, usually carrying extensive broadcasts of Spanish football. Now that it's starting to, well, the virus situation is changing around now, and some of this, the National Soccer Leagues are now broadcasting. 9655, Radio Television Algerien, RTA. It uses transmitters at Issedon in France in Arabic. 9600, China Radio International from Kashi, with programs in English to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 9570, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with programs in Arabic. And 9565, Radio Marti in America, interesting long path reception there, in Spanish of course, again 2015 to 2035. And 9525, China Radio International from the Beijing transmitting site in Russian, that's usually a very strong signal here in Melbourne. 9510, another frequency for Algeria in Arabic, again from the Issedon relay station. 9500, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 9480, NHK Radio Japan from the Mata relay station. That's a really huge, tremendous signal here in Melbourne with Japanese, and it's understood that the antenna directivity is actually beamed to Eastern Australia. Now, within 2035 and 2015, the pattern changes slightly. This time we have some 25 metre band observations. 12015, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, in North Korea, broadcasting in Korean. And 12030, Spanish Foreign Radio, broadcasting in Spanish. And 9585, China Radio International, broadcasting from the Kashi Transmitting Station in China, with programs to Europe in Hungarian. And 9705, the Vatican Radio, broadcasting in French, from the Santa Maria di Galleria Transmitting Station in the Vatican. 9720, China Radio International, from broadcasting from the Urumqi Transmitting Site in Bulgarian. So quite a number of signals there in our sunrise period, just post-sunrise period here in Melbourne, in Victoria. Those notes between 2015 and 2035. And that type of reception will continue for the immediate future. Some information from our friends in Bulgaria. We rely quite extensively for their notes, which come from the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter, also known as the Observer. So they concentrate mainly on reception in the daytime period in Bulgaria, and we bring some of these notes to you now. Radio France International noted on 9805, 0600 to 0630, from the Usedom Transmitting Station in France, in Hausa to Western Central Africa. 500 kilowatts and 170 degrees. And the station was also heard with that program in parallel on 11995. Manara Radio International, another station broadcasting from the Usedom Transmitting Facility in France. 13840 is the frequency. 0700 to 1800. Hausa to West Africa. 150 kilowatts and 170 degrees antenna. And Deutsche Welle, interesting signal. 0630 to 0700. Again from the Issedon relay station in France. In Hausa to West Africa. Two frequencies, 11850 and 15215. The first frequency with 500 kilowatts and 170 degrees antenna, and the second frequency 250 kilowatts with 160 degrees antenna. And the station known as Dandal Kira Radio International, a politically broadcasting station via the Nauen relay facility in Germany. 13590 from 0700 to 0800 to Central Africa in the Kanuri language. The transmitter 125 kilowatts and the antenna 185 degrees. And the Voice of Greece from Athens. The first and second programs noted on 9420 at various times, mainly from 0505 through to 0702. On 9420, and programs intended for Western Europe in Greek. And the BBC in Hausa, broadcasting from the Wolverton Transmitting Station in England, program noted on 9440 from 0530 to 0600 in Hausa to West Africa, 250 kilowatts, and the antenna 160 degrees. And a station known as Far Eastern Broadcasting Association, also known as the Ebert Radio or Radio Sama religious station, broadcasting from the Moosburn transmitting station in Austria. 15260 between 0800 and 0830 to near and Middle East in Arabic, transmitter 100 kilowatts and the antenna 115 degrees. And interesting notes of the Voice of America using the relay station in the Vatican at Santa Maria di Galleria. 12070 between 0459 and 0530 in Hausa and an unknown African language to Western Central Africa. 250 kilowatts there is the transmitter and the antenna 184 degrees. Now those notes were from the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter produced by technical monitors in the Sofia, Bulgaria region. We thank the organisation for those notes. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.